Hello.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. You probably got the notification already, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
It's out of bounds. I think it's good right now, but I have a problem because you guys helped me to do the website and you guys just messed up with the domain. I don't have the email right now. It's already been like a 4 to 5 months. How you guys pay for me?
Oh, you want an email that goes with your website?
No, I had that email goes with my website, and you guys say you guys need to use that for use the you guys need to change the domain or something like that, and then you guys never change it back to me. And then, so
So
I cannot use my business email right now, for long time. It's already, it happened since January 9th until now. It's almost half year right now.
okay.
Yeah, this is a big issue because I have so many information registration through that email. And then every
Right.
time you guys call, you guys said like, oh, I'll get you back, but you guys never give me back. And you guys made me call the host master to asking for the, like a X code or something like that. I give you guys a X code. You guys say no. Keep let me calling, because I'm busy every day. I cannot like stay there and call the host master every day,
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. All I do is call out and collect failed payments, but what I can do is once the payment's up to speed, I can have that department call you back and fix that, 'cause I do see there were notes in here from
No,
April 29th.
even though I don't pay the payment, you guys still need to recover my email. It's not even though I canceled it, you guys still need to recover my email. Yeah, because you guys
Well,
charge me
here's
for the
the
website
thing,
month.
Jage, is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And we can't even cancel an account or do any type of programming or fix any emails or do
I
anything
didn't
like that.
I'm not mean I didn't say I want to cancel that,
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying like I want to cancel right now. I say even though I canceled it, you guys still need to fix the email things for me. Because I pay
Yes.
for the money for the website, right? You guys build a website, pay for it. And you guys fucked up the domain and you guys need to fix it.
So like I said, I can send that message over to that department once the payment's up to speed, because they don't do any type of programming or anything like that while an account's in a past due status.
No,
But
yeah, you just process it, no problem. But you
Oh,
guys
you
need
want
to
me to
fix
try to
it.
process it now?
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah.
let me see if I can get, because I the system tried it this morning and it didn't go through, but let's see if it goes through now. It's saying insufficient funds. Do you
So, can you process it tomorrow?
Yes, and then I'll have that department get back to you and they'll fix that email problem with you. One suggestion that I can offer you is you could take off your Facebook ads and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So if that makes it a little bit easier, some people will do that because you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on later. So are you thinking tomorrow you'd want to keep it the way it is and do the 249, or do you want to take off the Facebook ads and do the 149?
Facebook ads, like what's happening? You guys gonna manage the Facebook and do the advertisement on Facebook?
Right. So each month when you pay us $249, we take $100 of that and we send it directly to Facebook to run ads for you. We set a daily.
It doesn't help at all because there's no one call me. And when they call me, they are asking for some other wrong information. They are asking like a renting house. Yeah, because I don't do renting house. I don't know why. A lot of people call me and they are all like commercial people. They want to do loans
Yeah.
for me and they want to do they want to do like a same thing as you guys do, like a Google ads, Facebook ads, that's the most of people call me. Yeah, that's not exactly the customer call, you know, volume of customers. Yeah.
I think you'd be okay to take them off then, because the Facebook ads are really good in the beginning to jumpstart your profile and get you some results quicker. But if you've already been with us for 5 months and you're not getting a good return on it, I think I could take those off, and that would save you some money. And it
yeah.
You'd still do good with that $149 package, because with that, you stay on the first page of Google, and that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions anyway. You know where that high
okay.
revenue.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'll take off that $249, or the one, take off the $100 and make it $149. Do you think there's a chance that would go through right now, or should we still wait till tomorrow?
I think you need to wait for tomorrow, because I got one more check is processing. You know, I'd be
possible. Oh, that makes sense. That
so,
makes sense. Okay.
Possibly they need one more day to process it. Yeah. So.
Okay. So we'll process this tomorrow. And then once it goes through, I will have that department that does the Google, the website, fix that email problem for you. Okay.
Okay. Sure. No problem.
Okay. All right. Have a great rest of your day too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.